There was a route combination late in Thursday's game. Johnny was on the outside and looked like he ran it with inside leverage. Then Jared gave it a shot and saw the result there. What stood out the way Jared ran that route and ultimately executed it?
Yeah, it's designed to have a little bit better spacing than we had. We wound up with a couple guys in the same spot. They came a little bit from a defensive reroute and then a little bit of an exaggerated seam release. But, you know, Jared has that size and that go-get-it ability where he's got that big catch radius to him. And so it was a good opportunity to, you know, throw an opportunity ball, if you will, or a 50-50 ball to him and let him come down and make a play for us. You know, we've been saying for a long time that's why he's here. He's got great playmaking ability, and he certainly made a play to help us win that game.
Does the dynamic of the running game change at all with not having Marshawn and having Elijah up?
Not necessarily. You know, there's schematic things that we'll do a little bit different that I won't get into specifics with that, but we feel very, very good about those other two backs and their ability to run, you know, a multitude of schemes. You know, there's nothing that we say, oh, we can't run because they're in the game, or, man, if we had Marshawn, we would have run this. You know, it's just a matter of getting those guys going and figuring out what they're familiar with and comfortable with.
Have you seen the video of Marshawn practicing against his high school team?
No. Somebody was saying about it, walking out to practice. To be honest with you, I'm so focused on this situational Thursday. I mean, we got third down, red zone, all that going in today. I was dialed in on Buffalo.
Was there a different approach with Coop last week? Or something? I don't know. You guys got the big numbers, but was there a different? Yeah, did things differently going into that game, or not really?
Not really. You know, we moved him around a little bit. You know, which we had done previously in the season. You know, we had more opportunities to empty the call sheet a little bit more. You know, converting some of those first and second downs gave us an opportunity to call more plays. I think we had 83 plays on our grade sheet. I think it came out to like 73 or 72 on the official stats, but certainly a lot more than we have been getting. So gives you a chance to call some more things. And then when you can call some more things, you can highlight him a little bit more. So, and he made a couple of great plays and was very, very opportunistic with the opportunities he had. So I know that 19 targets shows up as like, wow, that's drastically different than the rest of the season, but it was not a concerted effort to just force feed him. It was all within the scheme.
Coaching staff, do you guys like that Marshawn, not to talk about the guy who's not playing on Sunday, but do you like that he's training at a high school and staying sharp while he's away?
I haven't seen the video. I don't really know what it was. I know he loves football and he's a football junkie, so I wouldn't expect anything different. You know, we're excited to go put on a good showing with Buffalo and then meet up with him after that. A very, very well coached. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and they're very opportunistic. I think they're plus 10 in the turnover ratio this year so far, and it's because they are where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. So we know that we need to protect the football. We need to be on point with our field landmarks that we were talking about earlier and timing in the passing game. And they're a good team up front. You know, a couple of those guys are still there from when I was there, and I know they're hard workers, and they're going to be rallying to the football and finish in play. So we need to protect the ball, and we need to be assignment sound to be able to put on a good showing against them.
With their defense, you're going up against Micah Hyde. He leads the league in interceptions so far this year. What have you guys seen from him, and how you go about game planning against him in the secondary?
Yeah, I've played against him a number of times, back to when he was in Green Bay and I was with the Lions. And, you know, he's a very talented player. He's a savvy guy. He has good vision on the quarterback, and he has good ball skills. So, you know, that paired with him being a coverage guy in background and now playing safety, you know, he's a guy that can ball hawk a little bit. So you have to be careful about those opportunity balls in his direction. You have to be, you know, on point with your ball placement and anything you're throwing down the field.
There were a couple plays late in that game where guys kind of grouped together, receivers in the same area. That wasn't by design, I'm sure, or was it?
No, that's what I was alluding to earlier with the Jared play. You know, we had guys get rerouted a little bit or pushed off their track a little bit. You know, or maybe take the path of least resistance on their vertical, you know, which wound up kind of crossing wires a little bit. But we'll get that cleaned up and be on point from here on out.
In what ways can you prepare for the wet weather here in California? What do you guys do as far as, do you like gloves and all, or do you just talk about, I mean, what's the mindset going into what's going to rain probably on Sunday?
Every once in a while, even if there's not bad weather forecasted, we'll do some wet ball drills, you know, and do some things with the receivers to make sure that we're just used to the ball being a little bit wet. But You know, it's one of those things that you show up on game day and kind of deal with the conditions that are there. And when you believe in your abilities, the you know, elements, if you will, don't affect it too much. We did some wet ball drills today, and you know, we do them all the time. So we're pretty confident in our ability to operate.